We are now proud and pleased to present a University at Albany alumna and a distinguished citizen of the world, and to bestow upon her the university's highest academic degree, the honorary doctorate of the State University of New York. The degree will be conferred on behalf of the trustees of the State University of New York by Martha Miller, a member of the University Council. Our honoree will be presented by Professor Sean Walmsley of the Department of Reading.
President Hitchcock, Mrs. Miller, it is both a pleasure and an honor to present to you Marsha Brown. I ask that she rise and step forward to the president. The citation accompanying the honorary degree reads as follows. You, Marsha Brown, University at Albany alumna and internationally renowned author and illustrator of children's picture books, have provided countless hours of learning and delight to the young and the young at heart around the world. Through the more than 35 beautifully illustrated volumes created during your nearly 50-year career, you have brought to children of all ages and from all parts of the world a fuller understanding of one another and their shared world. With insight, wisdom, and a deep understanding of the human spirit, you have created or retold vivid tales in simple yet eloquent language and striking images, reflecting the universal themes of steadfastness, sacrifice, cooperation, and humanity's eternal search for fulfillment. You have skillfully combined literary skill with creative design and expressive images, thereby producing a legacy of classic children's books filled with the wonder and excitement of life. One testimony to your special talent is the many languages into which your works have been translated. Indeed, the sustained quality of your work and your imaginative use of a variety of artistic styles and media have garnered you the most prestigious awards in your field, including the unprecedented receipt of 3 coveted Caldecott medals and numerous awards for distinguished service to the field of children's literature. In recognition of your lifelong dedication to creating quality children's literature, your contribution to human understanding around the globe, and your devotion to educating children through art and joy, the State University of New York proudly salutes you, Marsha Brown, class of 1940, and confers upon you the degree Doctor of Letters. Mrs. Miller will now confer the honorary degree upon Marsha Brown.
By virtue of the authority vested in me by the State University of New York, and with the concurrence of the faculty, I confer upon you the degree Doctor of Letters, honoris causa, and invite you with all the rights and privileges pertaining thereunto. In token thereof, I hand you this diploma and direct that you be vested with the hood appropriate to the degree Doctor of Letters. Thank you, Dr. Walmsley. Very, very lovely. And thank you, Dr. Hitchcock. Thank you. President Hitchcock, members of the University Council, honored friends, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you that I deeply appreciate the honor you pay me by conferring this degree is an understatement. It denotes the respect the university pays
to a career for making books for children. This year marks the 50th anniversary of my publication of my first book. I am grateful to the university, or to the then more modest name of the school from which I graduated, New York State College for Teachers in Albany, for the exposure to the minds and personalities of dedicated, gifted teachers with utter integrity and a habit of instilling a long view toward personal growth. In maturity, one looks back to realize that every step up one's ladder is strengthened and solidified by the one below it. Writing for children that have little patience with excess verbiage is a discipline in making every word count. Every pictured situation builds toward an inevitable, if sometimes surprising, climax, and thus then subsides into the tranquility of satisfaction. My undergraduate majoring in English and dramatics, and what beloved names those courses recall to me, was a wonderful preparation. Harold Thompson, Louis Jones, Bill Hardy, Marion Kilpatrick, Edith Wallace, and Agnes Futterer, all with a passion to share. After I left my own teaching of English and dramatics, because I knew I could not write, paint, and teach all at the same time, I worked in the Central Children's Room of the New York Public Library, again with people of integrity and generosity in giving endlessly of themselves in order to stimulate children to delight in the use of their minds and often their funny bones. I have been fortunate in being able to travel to do my work outside mainland America. Children are not very different wherever you find them from country to country, but the ways of exploiting their eagerness, their combustible imaginations, have changed greatly in 50 years. Once, only camels were thought to be the result of decisions by committee. Now, mass rather than individual decisions are often the order of the day. Failure is too expensive to permit risks of latitude and experiment. But every year, this year, come dedicated young people, come along, eager to give themselves. If what I have done, if the presentation of the honest, unglamorous, but fascinating development of an idea into a picture book from the archival collection that I have given here to Albany can stimulate them as much as the dummies and original illustrations for the exhibitions that I helped prepare for the New York Public Library Children's Room stimulated me and gave me confidence, I shall be very happy if it stimulates them. After all, the study of literature, the attempt to pass on one's pleasure to young people, to share with little children one's joy in the world and its absurdities, as well as its triumphs, are all one. So in some ways, a way of life has come full circle, that you share with me a pleasure in this culmination with its hope for future growth makes me happy indeed, and I thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I am Judy L. Genshaft, Interim Vice President for Academic Affairs. On behalf of the faculty, I am pleased to add my congratulations to the good wishes that have been extended to you. A graduate degree is a special educational credential. Your presence here today is a testimony that you have met a rigorous set of standards administered by our faculty and have demonstrated your research skills, your analytical ability, and your mastery of a specialized knowledge in your discipline. In recognition of this academic achievement, we will individually introduce each of the graduates, beginning with the candidates for the doctoral degree. I now introduce Jean Gullihorn, Vice President for Research and Dean of Graduate Studies, who will present the graduates for the conferral of the degrees.
Thank you. We begin with the candidates for doctoral degrees who will receive their doctoral hoods from their faculty advisors and be individually presented to the president by the dean of the school or college awarding the degree. Will candidates for the doctoral degree please rise? The doctoral degree signifies the culmination